Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, many folks believe that Jesus is a real historical person. They believe the facts about his death and his resurrection. They even claim to belong to him. They say he's their Lord. However, their lives have never really changed. You probably know someone who fits that exact description. How did Jesus deal with that issue?
A lot of people will confess Christ and be rejected from heaven. Jesus said, "Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done this and done that in your name? And then I will confess to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." So a confession independent of a transformation is a false and meaningless confession. Jesus concluded his sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, in which he talked about people saying, "Lord, Lord," and being rejected, by describing somebody who builds his house on the rock and somebody else who builds his house on the sand, and we can't tell the difference until the flood comes. The flood is symbolic of the judgment. So if someone continues in an ongoing pattern of sin, the confession is a meaningless confession. The evidence of salvation is not what one confesses or one professes, but what one proves or evidences. There's no way for us to evaluate anybody's true salvation except on the evidence of a transformed life. Part of that is a heart longing to turn from sin, not to continue in the same pattern.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Matthew, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.